Hi, welcome to Movie Maidens, a podcast for people who want to have three super hot esoteric friends that talk about movies. I'm Margot, I'm one of the hosts. I'm joined by...
I'm Morgan, I'm another one of the hosts, joined by...
Dorsa, I am the last and final host of this podcast.
Yeah, and together we're the Movie Maidens, so yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
So if you're a first-time listener, that's okay, because we're actually, you know, first-time recorders.
Yep.
Don't know if you can tell. Hopefully you can't. So, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast. I guess we can give a little introduction of each one of us, you know, a little tiny little bit about ourselves.
Yeah.
Margot, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. I'm Margot. I'm 21. I'm a Cancer. This feels like a dating profile. I'm in fourth year at film. Woo. And yeah.
Yeah, I would swipe right.
Thank you.
I'm super liking you.
Guys. Morgan.
Oh yeah, I'm Morgan. I'm also 21. I'm an Aries, so okay. You know, basically the star of the zodiac.
Okay,
arguably the best zodiac. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. So I'm also fourth year film studies. Low key, how we all met though.
Like, yeah,
for being
low key,
real.
High key.
Yeah.
I'm Dorsa. I'm 21 years of age as well. I'm a Pisces. I'm also a film major, and I'm also in my fourth year of studying here at Wilfrid Laurier University.
These are really big, shocking revelations, I know.
Wow. Wow.
All of you listening.
Biggest difference about us is our zodiac sign.
Yeah.
That's it. No, we are actually like three clones. We were made in the same lab.
Yeah. So.
And we're all the same height, and you have no way of checking that.
We're designed to bring entertainment to you.
Yep.
Via podcast. We're all heads floating in jars. So.
But clearly, guys, we all love film, which is why we want to start a podcast about film.
Yeah.
Movie Maidens.
And we were thinking a topic for today, Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
You heard us right.
Jane
Austen's immortal classic. Literally.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
Goat Austen. So, guys, right off the bat, what do we prefer? The BBC Pride and Prejudice or the, you know, Keira Knightley? 2005.
Adaptation.
Pride and Prejudice.
You know what? I'm going to let Morgan take this one first.
Yeah.
Okay. I like them both, actually. I actually have them both rated as 5 stars on Letterboxd, to be honest with you. So I'm clearly a big fan. Sorry, 5 stars and alike. Need to make that distinction. Sorry.
She's a super fan.
Yeah. You love it most ardently. Blushes.
I love it.
I love you.
Yeah. So anyways, I like them both. I really enjoy some cinematic parts of the 2005 version more so than the random floating Colin Firth heads of the 1995 version.
Kind of an odd opinion to have, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that 1995 is more book accurate because it's longer and so it's just able to do that. So I would probably say 1995 is a favorite, but controversial opinion,
ooh,
I prefer Darcy in the 2005 version, but that's because Colin Firth looks a little bit too much like my dad.
Fair. Completely fair. Completely
I actually kind of see it. I never thought about that.
Yeah, so I just kind of like can't like be attracted to him, so that's why Matthew McFadden is kind of on top for me.
That's
We're
how
really
I feel
healthy
about Tony Soprano sometimes. It's okay.
I can't think of any character that... There's a character on Lost that's named after my dad.
Actually, the writer met him.
So I lied right there because he's not named after my dad. I don't know why I said that. I meant that he has the same name as him. It's not even spelled the same.
So you lost your way. You got lost.
Lost, yeah. Enough about fathers. Unless we're talking about Mr. Bennett, of course. Our goat.
Our goat.
Which I will say I prefer... A little bit of a tangent, but that's fine. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want. I do prefer Donald Sutherland, Mr. Bennett, over the 1995
me too.
One.
Me too.
But I'll say that probably overall, I prefer the 1995 one. I'm biased. I do usually prefer TV shows over films, especially when it comes to adaptations of novels, because you just have so much more time to play with all the characters. I think Darcy comes off as a lot more personable in the series, which, yeah, like, I understand he's, like, not supposed to come off as personable at first or whatever, but, like, I understand Elizabeth's headspace more, mm-hmm, in the series, whereas in the film, like, you really just have to trust that she does really like him, but I think in the series you can see and come to that conclusion more yourself alongside Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Especially if someone, let's say, hadn't read the novel, I think that the series would, I'd be like, watch the series, don't watch the 2005 one first.
I agree with this 100%, mm-hmm, wholeheartedly, if you will.
Wow. I love you.
Wow. Okay, big pressure on me to pick a favorite now. I like both of them a
That's
lot.
That's fine.
Maybe even the same amount. Controversial. But I've seen the, like, 2005 one probably over a dozen times.
Same.
Yeah, we've both, like, obsessively, like, watched and, like, rewatched it. So I'm very partial to that one. I'm also team Matthew McFadden.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I like Colin Firth, but, like, I have this, like, lady that I go to sometimes to get, like, massages. And
your naturopath?
No, she's not a naturopath. I forget.
A masseuse?
She's, like, a holistic.
No. It's, like, a specific type of massage. And it specifically, like, targets, like, your feet and, like, everything's, like, connected to your
okay,
feet.
Okay, so Margo visits Quentin Tarantino every week.
Does she leave you with a happy ending?
Usually no, but she told me that, like...
Only on holidays.
Yeah. She told me that, like, someone came in or, like, she heard through the grapevine that, like, Colin Firth is, like, a horrible person.
No.
And, like that, like, what? He's an asshole, so...
Oh, my God. Alleged.
I don't believe her, though, because she said... I feel bad because this podcast is being aired, but she was also like, I know someone who's dating Keanu Reeves secretly. And I was like, I don't know if I believe that. But sorry, that was like a side tangent.
That's okay. I will say that I prefer the Colin Firth, right, Colin? I always want to say Colin Farrell because I love Colin Farrell.
And you love Ireland.
I do love Ireland. I do. My heritage is there in my heart. But I'm sorry, Irish people, for that accent. But I will say that I prefer Colin Firth's Mr. Darcy because I think, again, coming from, like, if you haven't read the novel, even though I read the novel before I watched either of the movies.
Okay. Or
Flex. So did I.
I didn't.
We're all really well read here. It's okay because you watched the movie, like, before you would have been, like, reading Pride and Prejudice age.
I did.
Well, I actually don't think it's okay.
Oh, yeah, they're taking me out back and shooting me tomorrow. There's only going to be two.
Yeah,
two hosts next time.
There's going to be Margot's clone replacing her next episode. She's going to say she's Margot. Don't believe her. I will also be replaced for saying this. They're going to take me out. And you know what?
I will be the only true person here.
The only true maiden left.
Yeah. She's the mastermind. Anyways, I do prefer Colin Firth as Mr. Darcy because I, again, with him, I can understand his headspace more. Like, even though he has pretty minimal facial expressions, I can still, like, really, like, understand what he's going through and see his, like, internal struggle of, like, I love Elizabeth, but Loki, I think she hates me and she's not going to tell me. And, like, I'm not good enough for her, but she's not good enough for me status-wise. Yeah. And, like, that whole, like, internal turmoil, I think I see a lot more through Colin Firth's performance. Not that Matthew McFadden does a bad job. He does an incredible job. I just, as we all know, the movie is a lot more of, like, it's so condensed, their story, when, like, even throughout even in the novel, it takes place throughout, like, multiple years. And I just think you get a better sense of that overall. But
no, fully.
I do like
Colin
Firth.
It's because you get, like, 6 hours of it. So you get, like, 6 hours of Mr. Darcy being like, wait, her eyes are so beautiful.
Literally.
What fine eyes.
Please meet my sister, Georgiana.
Literally. But the thing is, like, I like both to a degree, but, like, when I'm looking at, like, Mr. Darcy in, like, 2005 versus, like, the BBC one, I feels like when I watch one versus the other, it's because I'm, like, looking for, like, a different craving of, like, acting style almost from, like, because, like, Matthew McFadden plays it, like, so, like, awkward, like, so, like, he's so, like, socially, like, withdrawn, like, very clearly. But he has, like, this, like, really deep, like, sadness in his eyes.
It's his eyes.
And
those beautiful,
like,
blue eyes.
Colin Firth, on the other hand, he's got, like, more of, like, a passion, like, in his eyes for, like, Elizabeth, I feel like. Like, he's always, like, kind of, like, brooding and, like, smoldering. Like, he doesn't ever look like he's, like, on the verge of tears. And, like, he smiles and, like, he, which, like, Matthew McFadden doesn't do, except for in that one scene.
Yeah.
Which is really good. But, Yeah, he's got this more like it's less like he's socially awkward, and it's more like he's just like really, really, really like reserved.
Yeah.
Like almost like socially anxious, I guess. I don't know.
I read somewhere once that like the 2005 version is kind of like how the book feels, and the 1995 is kind of like what the book like is.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. And the costuming, like, compared to the two, too. It's so different.
So different.
It is. Though I will say that both Elizabeths share a likeness, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, they're both such great castings. Which, guys, when I was in first year university, I told Margot that I think she looks like Keira Knightley. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? Oh, my gosh. Like, no one said that. And I'm like, how? Like, I feel like you guys look similar. And then Morgan pointed out that she thinks Margot looks like, I forget the name of the actress. I can actually fact that.
It's like Jennifer L. Or E. It's something that starts something, with an E. Sorry.
But Margot looks, in my opinion, just like Jennifer, who plays Elizabeth in the 1995.
So, guys, I'm single. So, just if you see me walking around on campus, just, you know, like, and you're like, oh, wait, who's that girl behind the bonnet? Oh, I won't be wearing a bonnet.
Okay, her last name is E H L E.
L?
L?
Eel?
Eel? Eels? Eel? I don't know.
Yeah.
One or the other.
This is bad for like an audio medium.
Well, that's why I spelled it out. I spelled it E H L E. Viewers, pronounce how you will.
Yeah.
Her last name.
Figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk, not teach. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. But. How are we feeling about the new Pride and Prejudice that's yet to
come out? I'm
nervous.
What?
You know how there's a new one coming out?
No.
What?
No. I'm so sorry to break this news to you.
Guys, no one told me about this. No one told me about this before.
It's coming out for Netflix, right?
Yeah, it is. It's got the girl who had the weird fingernails in Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh.
The chick that's in like all of the Regency.
Oh, yeah. She plays Diana in Crown.
Yeah.
Emma Corrin.
Yes, Emma Corrin. Yeah, see, I don't...
Wait, Olivia Colman is Mrs. Bennett?
I know, I'm so excited for that. Sophie Peep Show, Mrs. Bennett.
What? Wait.
She is the best casting, but she crushes everything she's in.
That's Olivia actually Colman. True. But I'm just, like, worried because, like, we haven't really had one since the 2005 version. I'm just, like, stressed because, like, what if it's bad?
Yeah, because, like, the other, like, Netflix adaptation you were telling me, the one with Dakota Johnson.
Oh, that's Persuasion.
Yeah, was really bad. You were
that's because they use modern language. She's, like, he's, like, a 10, and, like, he's, like, what's worse than an X? And it's, like, shut up.
We don't need to do that.
We need to stop dumbing down language. I think we've dumbed it down enough. I think we should dumb it up again.
Dumb it up.
Dumb it up. Smart it up again.
Yeah.
Let's put some glasses on these words.
Yeah. Let's put some glasses on these words. Yeah, mess up their hair a little
Wait,
bit.
Wait, both of you have your glasses on and I don't. I feel left out.
Well, I'm sorry.
I always have my glasses
on. I can take mine off.
That's okay. No, it's bright in this room. You need that.
Yeah,
my light sensitivity.
My astigmatism.
maybe pertinent information to the podcast listeners. I don't know, guys. We all lived together last year.
We're former roommates.
Yeah. I mean, Margo and I still live together.
It's true.
They kicked me out, actually.
No.
It's because I hate gingers.
No.
Okay. Yeah, if we're going to talk about discrimination, guys, I think I have a lot more to be discriminated against for than you.
No. Gingers are more discriminated against than Persians. So.
Well, you heard it here first. Canadian government census, update your statistics now because we're providing them to you. Isabella Sermon as Georgiana Darcy.
Who is that?
She was in Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and Jurassic World Dominion. I don't know who this is.
Okay. Who's the better Mr. Collins, though?
Oh, okay. Mr. Collins in... Sorry. Collins. I got passionate for a second.
This is who... I'm trying to turn the monitor for them.
For them?
Anyways,
for Morgan.
While Dorsa turns the monitor, I'll just keep...
Oh, for both of us.
Okay, so Mr. Collins in 1995 is just so greasy. He's just so like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And that is who Mr. Collins is in my heart. But he's kind of like silly and hilarious by being that way because like he has good intentions.
Yeah.
And I like how ridiculous Mr. Collins is as a character. Like upon like, I don't know, I've seen like the 1995 version like 4 times now.
Yeah.
And on my last rewatch, I was like, oh my God, it's Mr. Collins. I got so excited when he's there because he's just like, he like sucks low-key, but like he also doesn't.
But he's low-key the goat.
He's our guy though.
Because,
I really like the name of the woman that's playing Mrs. Hurst in the Pride and Prejudice adaptation, Saffron
Coomer. Get Mrs. Hurst?
Oh yeah, God. We get Mr.
Okay,
and Mrs.
Hurst. Has anyone noticed? Margo pointed this out, actually. Margo, if you want to take this.
Okay, so 1990, listeners, come with me. Come with me. It's the 90s Pride and Prejudice, BBC Pride and Prejudice. Do you guys know Mr. Hurst in that? If you don't, Google it, look it up. Look it up, Mr. Hurst.
It's Mr. Bingley's sister's husband.
Yes. The married Bingley sister, obviously, because yeah. She's Mrs. Hurst. But
yeah, and she's like kind of mean to Elizabeth.
And she is completely cut out of the 2005 version. She's just not a character.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. And there's no Mr. Hurst. So
I searched up Mr. Hart.
And all Mr. Darcy came up.
Mr. Hurst.
Mr. Hurst. He's like constantly like drunk and like stumbling about pretty mm-hmm. much and like being like, this game's stupid. So totally. One of the like, Morgan and I rewatched the BBC one last year, and I pointed out that I think in like a new version of it, Mr. Hurst could be played by Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Like, I don't want him to do an like, accent perfect or casting. Anything. Like Tim Robinson, in case you don't,
he could be nonverbal. He could be like a Mr. Bean. Like, yeah, like that's all he needs to do.
Exactly.
I hate this game. I'm drinking Chardonnay.
But I think, like, if you rewatch the BBC one, or just look up Mr. Hurst scene, you know, BBC Pride and Prejudice. Just be like, imagine it's Tim Robinson. Then look up Tim Robinson. Then watch all of I Think You Should Leave. I think You Should Leave is like required watching for this podcast.
Yeah, it probably will come up. Wait, so who's playing Darcy?
Oh,
some guy.
I'm worried about.
Does he
because
have blue eyes or brown eyes?
I think it's
he's
not
the
brown.
Guy. He's the guy in the middle. He's ginger.
Oh my God.
He's ginger.
No, but they could dye his hair because Mr. Darcy's not ginger. That can be Mr. Bingley. Sure, Mr. Darcy.
Like, Bingley can be strawberry blonde. That's fine.
That is fine. But like, okay, for me, every single ginger man that I see, I'm like, okay, that's like actually my brother. Yeah. So I'm really, really hoping
your brother in your heart. He's your brother in your heart.
It's true. So I'm really like hoping that Mr. Darcy's not ginger because I just will not find him attractive.
Jack Loudon.
Listen, guys, I don't remember if it's ever actually described Darcy's eye color in the books.
Google it.
Okay, I can do this. Okay, what's coming up is a Facebook group discussion from 9 months ago.
So someone, it can just be up to interpretation, whatever we think is sexiest.
Yeah,
well,
because
then it's Hazel.
Colin,
that's actually real.
Colin Firth, he's got brown eyes. Matthew McFadden, blue eyes. So it's just with this that the scales will be tipped in favor of the blue orbs.
As some. What about green though? Green is beautiful.
I like green eyes. Yeah.
Oh no,
blue eyes are scary. I love green eyes.
Yeah, they need to be like the right color.
Like okay, the summer I turned pretty, Jeremiah. His eyes, actually scary. Mm-hmm. Like they're so blue. Like why did they not give him like brown contacts or something?
But have you considered that no one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes?
Maybe
my
Pete
dreams
does.
Aren't as empty as my
maybe
conscience.
Maybe Pete Townsend from The Who has considered that.
How do we feel about adaptations of Pride and Prejudice that stray from the novel? We've got Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. We've got Bride and Prejudice.
Well, actually, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is just an adaptation from the novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which is just a different book. Just like I think that they should make a Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters because they haven't adapted that yet. I'm like, guys,
I didn't even know that.
We're missing real estate. It's the same author that did Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
No one's auctioned for the rights
of that. Anyways, so I've seen both Bride and Prejudice and Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and you like don't need to. Mm-hmm. Bride and Prejudice, I just don't really like Mr. Darcy in it.
I haven't seen it.
He's not my favorite, but
I've seen half of Bride and Prejudice.
The songs are pretty good in it, to be honest. I also don't like that it takes place in just like the 2000s, which like normally I would. I'm like, this is great. Like, love that we're like modernizing it, but I'm just kind of like, eh. Like, there's, I don't know, because if we're talking about, like, how to adapt it into modern, like, Bridget Jones's Diary is
right.
Pride and Prejudice, and also has Colin Firth again playing Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, so. Pride and Prejudice, again, blue eyes.
Yeah, he's scary. Yeah, and the guy that plays Mr. Darcy is also scary in Pride and Prejudice, and then I'm like,
I don't think he's terrible. He's
in the
fine.
Movie, he's a little bit scary.
Mm. He looks a little bit like, I'd say, who's Owen Wilson's brother.
Oh, Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson. He looks a little like Luke Wilson.
He does. I find Luke Wilson more attractive, though.
Yeah. So do I.
Look up Luke Wilson bottle rocket.
For all listeners, you guys should also be doing this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we might get off tangent every once in a while. But
that's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's kind of giving young Nick Cage here.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nick Cage in Fast Times at Richmond High.
Oh, I've seen that.
I think I like him best in The Royal Tenenbaums, but not his character because he's in love with his sister. But his sister's name is Margot, and my name's Margot.
Yo, couples costume for you?
Yeah.
See? Again, look, guys, that's literally him and Bottle Rocket, dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they do look alike.
See?
Yeah. Did Nicolas Cage get a nose job?
Maybe. He might have.
Did Nicolas Cage get a nose job?
We should look it up. So, consensus, did he get a nose job?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up, actually.
I don't know if he got a nose job because...
probably not.
I don't think so. Because, like, it just looks like he's just aged. I don't think it looks like he's, like... That's a Nick Cage.
Yeah.
That's
like, if we're going to talk about, like, male celebrities that did something, we could talk about Tom Cruise's teeth.
It was just that one picture.
Oh, his middle tooth?
Tom Cruise, guys, all listeners, please Google these words. Okay, are you ready? Tom Cruise, middle tooth.
His teeth, like, he doesn't, like...
Yeah, because he got braces.
Got a middle tooth.
He had, like, crazy teeth, and he was, like, if you watch The Outsiders, his normal, like, his born teeth are in there.
That was pre-Scientology money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then after that movie came out, he literally got, like, braces and everything. And then now he has a middle tooth.
He has a middle tooth.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Everyone watch Going Clear. It's on YouTube, guys. It's a really eye-opening documentary.
I haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
I haven't seen it yet either. Bro, one time I got shushed at a theater because I called Tom Cruise small and petite. I was on a date and...
Was this Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, this was Top Gun Maverick with one of my exes. And he was just talking to him about... The movie just started. Like, I don't talk during movies, like, in movie theaters, especially, like, if they've just come out. Like, I don't want to disrupt people at the theater. I'm a true cinephile, guys. And I literally just, like, leaned over to my date, like, whispered, like, Tom Cruise is so small and petite. Like... Can you, like, believe it? Look at how little and cute he is. He's so petite. And the woman beside me got so much. She was like, shh. She was like, shh. I was like, oh my gosh.
She didn't want to hear you talking about her man like that.
No, but actually, yes. Because during, like, the beginning, she was like, oh my gosh. Like, she was, like, clearly, like feeling Tom Cruise. And then I was like, he's so petite and little and cute. He's two apples tall.
Look at him. Well, he was probably he was definitely standing on like five apple boxes in all of his scenes with
or
all
like
his
he
co-stars.
Just like was wearing high heels.
He should play Dear Lift. Daniel Hello Kitty the movie.
Yo,
Hello Kitty's like three apples tall.
Yeah.
And Dear Daniel's her boyfriend. So
I don't, well, yeah, but Hello Kitty's technically like a little girl. I don't think that Tom
perfect
Cruise, no
perfect for him.
Guys, we don't know anything. Guys, Tom Cruise had a Persian girlfriend once.
Wow.
Yes,
that means that you have a shot.
Don't say this to me. Guys, one time my phone got taken by Scientology. That's a story for another episode. Let's get back on topic to Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen Bridget Jones's Diary?
No.
I haven't.
I want to.
Damn. So I'm the true Pride and Prejudice head here.
Yeah. You are, bro.
I don't really like Bridget Jones's Diary, though. And I've seen all of the sequels. Mm-hmm. And it's actually just not my favorite.
I don't know why.
Wait, was Colin Firth in it?
Yeah, he plays Darcy.
What?
Yeah.
He's Darcy again. Yo, he's been Darcy twice.
What?
Yeah. So he's clearly very good at playing it. But
okay, when are we getting Colin Farrell Darcy, though?
We just get Irish, like Pride and Prejudice.
Please. Let's just make it take place in the Irish countryside.
That would be beautiful, actually. There'd be like Highland cows.
Aww.
That's so awesome. Sorry, me and Dorsa were just transported to that world.
To Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, they're like little like puffins or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, what do we think about the fact that the original title for the novel was First Impressions? I think that's very telling of what the novel contains because it's their first impressions that they really both judge each other off of.
That is true.
Yeah, well, Darcy is like, this bitch is ugly. Like immediately, yeah. She's like not fine enough to tempt.
Okay,
me.
You're chopped too, bro. She's actually like, okay.
No, she's actually so valid in being like, bro, this guy sucks.
She is, because like from her perspective, he shows up to this ball. Like, think about how many like people of the upper class there were. Like, I was doing like an assignment like a year or two ago, and I looked up how many people were like in this like echelon of society at a time, and it's like a very small number of bachelors. So you've got slim fucking pickings. She needs to save her family. She's working with her sisters to save her family. Mm-hmm. And immediately, like, the only like other sexy guy in the room is like, bitch, you're ugly.
Yeah, she's too like- chopped to tempt me. She's not nearly huzz enough to tempt my favor.
Bruh.
But that'd be, I'd be like, yo, fuck Mr. Darcy.
No, if I would, if, no, actually, because Elizabeth is so much better than me, because low-key, like, I would hold that grudge for the rest of my life. Like, he'd be like, I love you. And I'd be like, I thought you thought I was chopped, bro. I thought you thought I was ugly. Oh, I thought I couldn't tempt you. And he'd be like, no, I've changed my mind. And I'd be like, you still said what you said. Like, I would not get the happily ever after. I'd actually be so mad.
I feel like he'd kind of like that, though, because throughout the movie, she's like, ew, get away from me. Ew.
And he's like, and he's ooh. Like, oh.
He's like, ooh.
He's like, I need you.
Yeah, literally.
We need to get a
so gentlemanly about it.
I need to put sound effects on this little thing so we can do like sound effect.
Yeah. I think that we should discuss Mr. Wickham.
Oh, okay.
The pedophile.
Yeah. Oh, the pedophile. Yeah, oh, we're talking about the guy that likes little girls, and he's habitually and continually like little girls to the point where no one's disappointed or no one's really shocked, I guess. Not no one, but his closest freaking companions.
Yeah.
Well, we know Darcy's not shocked because he was trying to be all up on Georgiana. When she was really 15, a teenager, literally,
mm-hmm. she was. And he was 28. You know, throw that out there. Yeah. 28 and 15, guys.
And he was going around all the whole town.
Literally, like, he's like a hoe, and he gambles, and he's broke, and he doesn't have a job. I'm like, what?
You hate him more in the 95.
He pretends to be religious.
Pretends,
yeah.
Literally.
No, he's like, I literally wanted to be a priest, but like Darcy didn't let me. And it's like, let's not act like it wasn't the temptation of those little girls, which is why you didn't become a respected member in your parish.
He just wanted the money so he could spend it all.
Yeah, and no, he gambled literally. It all away anyway. Because he demanded what was owed to him, quote unquote.
Do you guys remember in the 1995 version where like they like get a list of everyone he owes money to? And it's like, yeah, we have a list of all 8 bajillion people that he owes money to.
Yeah, I think it's like 4 pages long.
And, like, he's been borrowing money from everyone he owes money to, like, the whole country almost, like, I swear.
And he's such a little like bitch about it when he like first talks to Elizabeth. He's like, I'm too lowly even to be noticed in both adaptations. And it's like, well yeah, because you have no money because you gambled it all away.
Yeah. So I think, like, okay, so he's creepiest in the 90s version because the actor is almost 40. It like really is a good illustration, I think, of how just like a sleazeball he is. But then he like is younger and like more attractive in the 2005 version, and the casting for him in the most recent film, the upcoming one, he is also attractive in that. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we perpetrating this?
I think it does serve a purpose in live action adaptations where, again, maybe not everyone's read the novel. It's kind of like a wolf in sheep's clothing type thing, because it puts you in the perspective of everyone other than Darcy that didn't know.
I also think that like once people find his true nature, they're more likely to like be like, no, but he's hot. If they cast a hot actor, and they're like, you can't do that if he's like literally 40, or some people are into that, but like some 15-year-olds, but not me.
Yeah.
What excellent boiled potatoes. Excellent boiled potatoes. No, in the 1995, the Wickham, I'm like, get out. You're done. I was like, actually, because they show him to be so sinister, because he is. Like, they literally do like a compilation basically of like him, like, because he gets caught with a younger girl.
Oh yeah, in school.
In school, like they get caught in the act, and
by Darcy.
No, literally, and Darcy's like so kind as to not make it a whole scandal, because that's so big in those days, especially when, like you said, there's only such like a small amount of people in that social kind of literally. Bracket, I guess. Mm-hmm. But he then later regrets it. But to a point where he's kind of beating himself down. He's like, this is all my fault. It's like, well, no, it's Wickham's fault because he's evil. But-
yeah, literally.
Like, he gave Wickham, like, the benefit of the doubt, because they grew up together like brothers, too.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like his brother, like, you know.
No, that's my brother. That's my best friend. That's my best friend.
Ginger Minj of RuPaul fame.
Yeah. Yes. Bro, it's his brother that likes his sister, though.
That's so gross, because that means.
But it also was, like, his father's wish for him to be, like. like taken care of, even though his father didn't know his true nature still. Mm-hmm. Though, like I could see Darcy having that sort of internal battle over
for sure.
Doing probably, the right thing.
Because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He probably held Georgiana as a baby. I just realized that.
Ew.
Because she's so much younger than Darcy. Aren't they like 10-ish years apart?
More. She's like 13 years apart.
So yeah.
Maybe 12.
So yeah. He would.
Because Darcy's younger than Wickham.
Oh,
Darcy's
wow.
like 3 years, 2 or 3 years younger than Wickham.
Wow. Okay. So Wickham would have been. Oh my gosh. That's so gross. He saw her from the time she was like a baby growing up. That's bro, crazy. That's like when we were watching Emma.
Yeah. Mm.
And they're
like 16 years apart.
We only realize that Mr. Knightley and Emma are that far apart.
But she is like 21.
Which is like elderly in that time.
Yeah. But like.
Start picking out a grave.
But yeah, our friend kept being like, oh my God, he's probably like Heather's baby. We're like, no, no, mm-hmm. let's just, no,
don't.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You don't know that. It's okay. Maybe he just moved in. Maybe he moved in a couple of years when she was in her teens. Maybe.
No, literally.
Does that make it better?
Because like my brother is 8 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that every single one of his friends view me as forever being like 12 years old. Because they were teenagers when I was like 12. Actually, no, my brother would have been 20 when I was 12.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm like forever a kid to not only him but also his friends. Like if he mentions me, they're like, is she not like 11? And it's like, no, she's 21 now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Damn.
So that really does put it into like perspective.
Yeah, literally.
Ooh, Mr. Wicko. Yeah.
But like that's us in the big year of 2025 being like, that's gross. In the year of like 18, what, like 16 or whatever the fuck it was set in, it was like the early 1800s. Oh yeah, you got it.
I've got the first page of the novel here, and while Jane Austen was born on the 16th of December 1775 at Steventon,
that's my birthday too,
missing girl,
sure,
1775. I was actually born in like 13 something something in like the Persian
you look
year.
Really good.
What anti-aging
Thanks.
Do you use
dirt
of your homeland?
Yes, the dirt. Yes, I'll get eat on. But it says here that Emma was published in 1815. Pride and Prejudice was 1813. Sense and Sensibility 1811.
That was close.
Mm-hmm. And Northanger Abbey and Persuasion were published posthumously in 1817.
Mm-hmm.
So this was Regency era. This was like was it like near the end of the Regency era? Like.
I believe
it was like
so.
On the cusp of the Victorian era, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so in the big age of 1813, I don't think that they were like age gaps was like more common. Like the fact that Darcy and Elizabeth, their age gap is only like 4 years is like unheard of.
That
1811 and 1812 is when it takes place.
Yeah.
Oh, it takes place over a year.
Is that can you look up when the Regency era ended and when the Victorian era began?
Yes, I can look up Regency period. It ends in 1820.
Okay,
so yeah, so
1811
like,
to 1820 though.
So this is like,
so it's like early Regency.
This is kind of the end of some of those traditions. Like we still have like rigid class structures in the Victorian era, especially in England, but it's kind of, people are playing they're a little fast and loose, I think, with some things since those, they've been around for a while, those kind of I don't know, social conventions?
Apparently, too, like, the official regency for which the regency period was named went from 1811 to 1820, but it's believed and understood to have, like, spanned 1795 to 1837.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Because I know late 1800s was, like, Victorian. Mid to late 1800s.
Because Queen Victoria.
Yeah, true.
Was reigning.
It's, like, crazy that, like, to me that, like, society in the late 1800s was like all super posh in England, and then there was like cowboys in like the US. And it's like, this is what the hell
position,
you know, like global events that occur like at the same time, like so interesting.
I know,
like one of my favorite things about Pride and Prejudice is that it also takes place during the Napoleonic War.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Shit.
We touched on this.
Yeah, we did a presentation on this in second year.
Yeah, in second year we took a class called Literature and Love here at Laurier.
Yeah, my presentation in that class was on the science of love.
Oh, I remember that.
The chemicals in your brain.
Yes. That was the first presentation, I think, that we had in our tutorial, at least. But we, yeah, because I talked about the political context behind you. You talked about the social context.
I did.
Napoleon got exiled twice. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
And they're like, get your ass out of here. Get your ass out of here again.
Napoleon isn't even French. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, he's like French. I'm like, no, he's not.
He's not. He's just not. But I digress. We're not history majors.
We're not majors.
I feel like history.
Somebody's going to be like, technically, I'm going
to
be like, it's
technically. And I'm going to be like, hey, did you come to this film podcast to get facts about the Napoleonic Wars? Because if you did, then you know what? You're going to get the level of facts that you would get from a film podcast about the Napoleonic Wars.
Exactly.
Literally.
Like, I'm good at history, but I'm not majoring in history. Good at history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to get a history minor, and then I didn't want to.
What excellent boiled potatoes. Many years since I've had such an exemplary vegetable.
That might be my favorite moment in the entire 2005 version is Mr. That's Collins.
He is so funny in that one.
He is so funny, but I don't know. Collins, I think the BBC one is really funny too because he does his little like hand motions we're always like impersonating where he like half covers his face with like his
I think he's more personable in the 1995 one because like honestly in that one you're like, you know what, he is actually just trying to do what's like right and what's the best. Like he's trying to be an upstanding member of his parish and set an example.
He's just
and
doing it in kind of a ridiculous way.
Yeah, it's just he doesn't understand. It's like, yo, actually slow down. Like he thinks that because what he's doing is perceived as like the right thing to do. And since in the 1995 one we see more that like he had a lot of like support from Mrs. Bennet. Like Mrs. Bennet was like, yo, she'll say yes, like don't even worry about it. So when she was like no, he's like, but your mom said you would say yes. Yeah,
that also happens in the 2005 version. He does get encouragement from Mrs. Bennet, but that's because she just like wants her daughter's married.
Yeah, but I don't know. I got it. I felt it more in the 1995 one.
Well, that's so fair. But also, let's discuss how Mary is in love with Mr. Collins.
She actually, I think if they didn't have as like much of an age difference, I would have been like, actually, you know what? Mary is the girl.
Literally.
For Mr. Collins, because she loves piano. She's like the weird nerdy one that doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
But in a way where they're all like, enough, Mary.
I always like watch Pride and Prejudice and I think like I'm like, I bet like Elizabeth like a couple years before was like Mary.
Honestly, that's
like, that's something I could see. Like not so much with like the romance like structured stuff, like but like I don't think that she would be reading those like Regency era like comportment like in romance books like Mary is, but like I could definitely see her being like,
I'm different.
I'm reading, like I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
But she also had Jane.
Yeah, she's Jane to be friends with. I wouldn't want to interact with Kitty or Lydia either.
Bro, absolutely.
If I was Mary, yeah. Mm-mm. They just egg each other on.
I actually despise Lydia, bro.
Yeah.
But I could see Elizabeth going through kind of that like angsty tween thing but then I think Jane would be the one that'd be like, it's
temper
okay,
her.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's all right, Elizabeth. Everything will be quite all right when you're with me.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not going to be okay.
I don't want to marry Mr. Darcy.
But what about guys? Have you considered the 2005 version when Mr. Collins is doing she loves me, she loves me not with the flower in the middle of the dance and then he lets out like a...
That one is really good.
That is really good.
Makes me chuckle just to think of it. Who else haven't we talked about? The gardeners are goated.
They are goated.
The gardeners are...
They're like low-key MVPs of the story.
Oh, yeah.
They are, yeah. They do.
I'm forgetting her name at the moment. I'm not a fake fan, guys, I promise. She ends up marrying Mr. Collins.
Oh, Charlotte.
Lucas. Charlotte, okay. I think I feel more bad for Charlotte in the 2005 version than I do in the 1995 one. In the 1995 one, like, I understand in both versions, she's like, oh, this room is all for me. Like, I get to do whatever I want. I have so much control over my household. It's something that she knows she's wanted to be able to manage kind of her own life and not... Mm-hmm. I'm 27. I have no prospects. Everyone knows this. But I think in the 1995 one, I'm like, I actually get a sense that
her and Mr. Collins might be a good match. Like, not that just this is, like, a good situation for her, that, like, she's satisfied with this, and, like, so is he, obviously. Like, that's kind of what I get from the 2005 one. I'm like, you know what? It could be worse.
Yeah.
But in the 1995 one, I'm like, this is low-key, this is going to work for them.
Do we think that she's a lesbian, though?
Yes.
I think
she's, like, a lesbian or, like, asexual.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe she just has really high standards. Or, because we don't know how much she's been courted or whatever. Like, we don't know how many offers she's, like, rejected or anything like that.
I don't think she has. She hasn't had any.
She hasn't had any. She would have taken it.
Yeah, because she took Mr. Mm-hmm. Collins. Yeah. So, like...
Like, immediately. He literally goes over for dinner. And then
she's
engaged.
Like, no, this is a smart match for me.
I want to know more about her family. Like, honestly, I should probably reread the novel, because I feel like there might be a couple of things here and there. Well,
her father's a colonel, right? He's mm-hmm. Colonel Lucas. Yeah. So they're, like... They're, like, basically, like, new. They're new to the upper echelon, because he's, like, he has his rank through, like, military, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but she just doesn't have... Yeah, but she's, as we know, 27. Mm-hmm.
She has a younger sister.
She does have a younger sister. So, you know what? Her getting married to Mr. Collins is probably setting up her sister for success as well.
No, absolutely. So it is.
It is. 100%.
And especially since they have that connection to Catherine de Bourgh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
Sorry.
Yes.
Lady.
Gosh, she'd be off with your head with you for not saying Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
My bad. If I don't show up next week, you know who got me.
She's going to show up at your house either in the afternoon or in the evening.
Yeah, you guys are cloned and I just, like, am dead.
And you're Lady Catherine de Bourgh. She wakes everyone up in the 2005 one.
So yeah, rude. That's just so much more dramatic.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the 1995 one, they're all just like, what are you doing here?
Literally.
She's like, let me go for a walk in your small garden, your small unkempt garden.
Which low-key, when they go for a walk in, I'm like, why are they not upkeeping anything in their garden? Why is everything dead?
Yeah.
Like, I'm low-key on de Bourgh's side.
De Bourgh. All right, you guys, team de Bourgh or Bennett? place your bets down in the comments. This is not in comments. Guys, in the future, we might be able to provide you with an email that you can send in questions or anything.
Yeah, so we might start that up next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's something you're into, find us. Tell us in person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hunt us down.
Yeah.
I'll put in the coordinates in the description for this episode that you can find us at. Sunrise or sunset. Make sure you're facing east. I'm joshing around, guys.
Look for the big swarm murder, some might say, of crows flying overhead.
Eagly. Maybe, you know what? I might convince Margot to catch up to... Actually, you know what? Morgan, you need to catch up on Peacemaker, too.
I just haven't seen season two.
It's okay. But in future episodes, we might... have a director as a subject, a film we did today, or a kind of like a piece of work, rather.
Yeah. You talk about a genre or a trope.
Actor. Again, if there's something that you want us to talk about, wait till next episode where we give you the email that you can send in stuff.
We're thinking October is going to be like Spooktober, you know?
Ooh. We're definitely going to talk about, well, actually, we haven't discussed this, but I think we should talk about Evil Dead.
Oh.
I'd not be down.
I know. That's why you need to watch it. Because it has love of Dorsa and I's life, Bruce Campbell.
Mr. Bruce Campbell.
In it.
If Chins could kill.
I should read it. Mm-hmm. I have it now.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite
B actor.
If anyone listening, or you, Morgan, is into like a beautiful man getting hit in the face and in the body and beat up and covered in blood over and over again, like, please watch Evil Dead.
Yep.
You won't be disappointed.
You'll have to watch Evil Dead, and then don't worry, because in the second Evil Dead, they retcon the first one. Yeah. And then don't worry, in the next one...
They partially retcon it again. Yeah.
And then the TV show,
they partially retcon it again.
Yep.
But the TV show's good. The movies are good.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen the Evil Dead Rise, but...
I saw Evil Dead Rise recently.
Wow.
Actually. But we'll talk about that on another day.
Thrilling things.
Mm-hmm. We're just giving you a taste of what's to come.
Yeah. Well, I think we've discussed Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Quite enough.
Yes, it's quite enough for my taste.
Not enough to tempt me.
Okay. But really quick, if you could be anyone for a day in Pride and Prejudice, who would you be, guys?
Other than Mr. Collins, which would obviously be my first choice.
No, obviously.
Okay, other than... I don't know about sugar. Honestly, low-key, Bingley.
I was going to say.
Like, he's got a chill awe bestie, and then, like.
But then you would have to see his sister.
And be nice
to her. Yeah, but then I could see Mr. Hurst go to Tim Robinson.
I think I might want to be Georgiana.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Play your piano
just
forte.
Just play the piano. Just hang out with my loving brother.
Yeah, but then you have the trauma of getting groomed by Wickham.
You said it was me for a day. So would it be me as Georgiana? Or would I just be Georgiana and I wouldn't know that I was me?
Everyone would be treating you like they knew that Wickham tried to groom you. I just don't think I could deal with that. People look at me and I'm like, I know. Okay, it's fine. He's gone now. I'm like,
yeah. Well, what if I play Georgiana when she's 21?
Okay.
She's not a teenager anymore.
Let's get writing on
she's
that.
She's a big grown. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's spinoff. Yo, guys, why has no one touched on this before?
Yeah.
Mr. Wickham.
No.
That seems like a nice time to end.
Yeah. I also, for your information, for who I would be Mr. Hurst. Mr.
Hurst. That's actually real. You just drunk all day playing cards.
Yeah.
That's actually fire.
That sounds like what I could be doing anyway.
That's true. Guys, we should play euchre.
Ooh, I love it.
I could teach you.
I want to be one of like Mr. Darcy's horses because I just think that
I thought of that too.
They would be really well taken care of. Like, he'd be getting them the best feed and, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the beautiful Pembroke.
Or one of Mr. Darcy's dogs.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna be the marble bust of Mr. Darcy in Pemberley. I'm gonna be the reason that Elizabeth falls in love with me in the 2005 version.
That's actually real as fuck.
I'm gonna be the lake that Colin dives into.
Mrs. Darcy. Now that I'm perfectly and utterly content.
Stop. You may only say that when you are perfectly and incandescently happy.
So good.
Mrs. Darcy. Mrs. Darcy.
How are you today, Mrs. Darcy?
Mrs. Darcy. Yeah, Netflix, you're going to catch these hands because why did you leave that out of the version that you have? Like, Pride and Prejudice, the
apparently,
version on Netflix,
they
don't have
the American
scene.
Version and the rest of the world didn't get that. And they actually, when they found out, like I've heard people like TikTok, when they find out that
reputable sources.
Yeah, basically. When they find out that there is an extra scene, like an added bonus scene, they watch and they're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I hate this. This ruins the movie for me because
because in the novel in the end they leave them alone.
Yeah, or it's just kind of like they're like, no, like what, like we're intruding, like what is this? Like, I don't want to see this. And like I love it.
I also love
because
it.
Because we just get more.
The first time you watched it, Dorsa, like, and I like showed you, I was like, I remember you were like, that was great, that was great. Mm-hmm. And then like, I was like, wait, let me pull something up real quick.
Hold on.
And then you actually like freaked out. hold up. Ain't you Genki Lee?
Genki Lee is Venom.
Okay.
Only Fee will get that. Anyway, you showed me the scene and I was actually like hooting and hollering.
You were.
I think that might have been like my letterbox review. I was hooting and hollering. I was so mad. I was like, why is this not readily available for everyone to see?
No, it's actually amazing. Like, guys, go on YouTube, look up bonus scene or
extended scene,
end credit scene or whatever it's called. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
You have it when it's on DVD though, because I have the DVD.
But you must have the North American version because we're in North America.
I guess.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I love you listeners most ardently.
I love you.
If your feelings
if your feelings have not changed,
I'm saying that they were last made. One word from you will silence me forever.
I'm fucking it up.
If you're
no.
If your feelings are the same about this podcast as it were for this episode, please tune in to the next one.
Unless they were bad, and
but then please tune in, and we will get better.
Yeah. We will get better. We'll this change, our first episode, like Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, everyone is capable of change. We'll let go of our
we'll do
our
it all for you.
Prejudices.
We'll do it all for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Dorsa.
Well, it's been real. I mean, sorry.
I thought we were going to sign. Yeah. This has been really fun, guys, and I'm really happy to be here. This has been the Movie Maidens signing off, I guess. I'm Dorsa. Goodbye.
I'm Morgan. Goodbye.
I'm Margo. Pip, pip, cheerio.
All right. Tune in next time to the Movie Maidens.
Please do.
Please.
Bye.
Bye.